How many kids are there? Man, I tell you, that's amazing. We should go into deep prayer right now for the teacher. Anyway, it's great. I just love that. Well, we've been walking through a journey, what it takes to be great. And we're going to look at Psalm 139 this morning. Just a portion, we're going to look at portions of it, to help us understand how we can achieve thankful success. So I invite you to turn to Psalm 139, and because I want you to understand that the Old Testament also contains the joy of the Lord. The question is that our strength? And I often find that the answer to that is no. We tend to, the church today, I mean in general, is no longer a church filled with a joyful heart, a heart of thanksgiving. It's filled with entertainment, filled with people, filled maybe even with love, but joy and thanksgiving often are very rare in the church. But I want to look at the psalm and note a few things. Psalm 139. I gave reference to it last week when we had Teen Challenge here, and it was a great time. I'm going to read, starting at verse 1 of Psalm 139. Are you all here? Do I hear an amen? Oh, good. There's three of you. Psalm 139, verse 1. O Lord, you have searched me, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. You hem me in behind and before. You have laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. If you want to achieve thankful success, you got to thank the right person. You got to thank the right person. Henry Ironside, he decided to grab a bite to eat and went inside a restaurant. I just got to tell you this story. It's a great story. You may have heard it before, but it bears repeating. And Mr. Ironside, he sat down and he sat at this table and he was just about to begin his meal, and a man approached him, came into the same restaurant and asked, may I join you? And so Mr. Ironside said, well, you have a seat. And being a great theologian that he was, he thought there was a great opportunity. When he opened his eyes, because he bowed his head and he said a blessing, a prayer, and when he opened his eyes, the other man said, do you have a headache? Mr. Ironside said, no, I don't. The man said, well, is there something wrong with your food? Mr. Ironside said, no. He said, I was simply thanking God, as I always do before I eat. And the man said, oh, you're one of those, are you? Well, I want you to know that I never give thanks. I earn my money by the sweat of my brow, and I don't have to give thanks to anybody when I eat. I just dig right in, and I just wolf down my food. And Mr. Ironside said, yes, you're just like my dog. That's what he does too. See, we get trapped. into thanking others or thanking ourselves for things, for events, for great happenings. But this psalm reminds us that God knows our thoughts. He knows what we're up to. He knows all there is to know about us. He knows us better than we're willing to admit we know ourselves. And, you know, the psalmist is very good at this. I don't know if we take this seriously enough. I don't know if we really get this. We say we thank and we praise God, and then we start thinking about all the things that we need to change in order for our life to be good. We think of all the things that, well, you know, I the things that I need to make life easier. How we want to change someone who's around us, change people to fit our needs. And all the while we think for some reason that we're thinking about God when we're doing that. But in order to be thankful, really thankful, we need to just thank God. We need to thank God even for those times of trial, those times of stretching, times where it just seems like everything is pressing in on us. To achieve thankful success, you got to thank the right person. Look at this video. Kill the lights, please. Or shut them off, sorry. It's going to be loading for a while. So praise God while it's loading. Okay. Is it working? Is it going? Okay, go ahead.
Dear God, my letter to you today is a different one. I often find myself thanking you for all the blessings you've bestowed on me over the years, and I do thank you for them. But I want to say thank you today for all the tough times in my life as well. I want to thank you for the challenges of growing up in the Great Depression when all our little family had was each other. I want to thank you for the lessons you taught us when we sent our oldest son to war, and what great agony we endured during the separation. I want to thank you for the difficulties we had to face when Harry lost his job with oil company and we had to move away from the town we love. I want to thank you for the burdens that we went through when we lost my sister to cancer. And I want to thank you now for the humility I've had to learn to be cared for by someone else, dependent on them for even the simplest task. My Lord, I wouldn't change one thing looking back, for I know now when times were toughest how much you taught me in all things to give thanks. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you.
I don't even need to say any more, really. She said it all. Daily, something new comes along to challenge us. And sometimes we feel like we're in this alone. By ourselves, we seem to face our dragons. David in this psalm walked through such times of loneliness. He struggled deeply. He was affected deeply. But he also knew that God was fully aware of what was happening. And God was aware of how it was affecting David. God knows how we are affected by things, by circumstances, by people. We don't know how we can go on sometimes, but we do. Because we know that God understands us better than we understand ourselves. And he even understands we may think what we need, and God says, no, that's not what you need. Maybe what you prefer, God may say, but I'm going to deepen you. I'm going to teach you. I'm going to take you on a journey like none other can take you. God's aware. You were asked a few weeks ago to put together a gratitude list. And I'm going to ask you, actually, in a few moments, I'm going to come down there. That's why we have this mic. I'm going to come down there. And you're going to get an opportunity to glorify God by saying just a few items on your list. You can give just one or two. Doesn't matter. So get ready for that. Remind yourself of the list, the gratitude list, that you were asked to put together as Love One Another project. Remember? How many remember that? Okay, you're not going to put... Okay, good. Some of you. So get ready for that. Did you know that if we're busy thanking the right person, you don't have time to complain? Did you know that if you're listing praise to God, you can't do that and think of yourself? Did you know that if you're focusing on God, you're not focusing on what you want? How do you view your life? With what lens are you looking through? In Budapest, a man goes to the rabbi and he complains. He says, life is unbearable. There are 9 of us living in one room. And he says, what can I do, rabbi? And the rabbi answers. He says, there's 9 of you in the room? Yes. Take your goat into the room with you. Take your goat into the room with you. The man begins, what? What are you saying? The rabbi insists. He says, do as I say and come back to me in a week. Week later, man comes back. He's just, oh. He says, we can't stand it. The goat is filthy. Gets messy. It's terrible. Rabbi says, go home, let the goat out, come back in a week. A radiant man returns back to the rabbi. He says, life is beautiful. We enjoy every minute of it now that there's no goat. But there's the 9 of us in that one room. How are you looking at your life? How are you looking at God? With what lens do you view people? Well, I like what David says here. And I want you, we read the first part, but I want to go on. I'll praise you because I'm fearfully, wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Verse 15. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. If only you would slay the wicked, O God. Away from you, bloodthirsty men. They speak of you with evil intent. Your adversaries misuse your name. Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord, and abhor those who rise up against you? I have nothing but hatred for them. I count them my enemies. See, there's a little glitch of depression there. Have you ever had a little glitch of complaining? David did, but he did it to the right person. After that, he said, search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. Test me. Know my heart. Know how anxious I can become, God. Do you know you're not alone? David understood, and so should we, that especially when we do not feel very celebrative or thankful, we need to go to the one who gives beyond measure that we cannot even understand it. That's why the Love One Another Project is so critical to our living. Because for one brief moment, we really need God to show us how we can love. You're asked to put together your gratitude list, to thank the right person. And I think we learn from each other better than you learn from me. So how have you done with that? Anybody want to share before I start choosing? Anybody? Who wants to give God the glory this morning? Just your gratitude list. That's it. You've already done the homework. Oh. I should have went to the other side.
I had a lot of things on my list. I was thankful for family and a home and food and all that kind of stuff that it's good to be thankful for. But most importantly, I think I'm thankful for the promise of eternal life. And that's something that a recession can't take from you. You can't lose. It's just given, and you just have to accept it. So that's what I'm thankful for, and it's on my fridge.
Anyone else?
Thank the Lord for my life, for today. In June, I was given 2 to 3 days to live, and I'm still here, and there's got to be a reason for that. And because of that trial, my family came together. They came from BC, from Winnipeg. My daughter in Winnipeg drove here 4 times. And we have such a strong family today because of the Lord.
Amen. Amen. It's great to walk that journey with you too, Ernie. Anyone else? Oh, way at the back.
Thank you, dear Lord, for giving our family strength to try to overcome the loss of our little precious angel. Thank you again, dear Lord.
Anyone else?
My list is still on my fridge as well. First on my list is, of course, my salvation, my home and the country I live in. One of the other things that I am so very grateful for is that the Lord spared my son's life and gave us many, hopefully many, many more years with him.
I just want to say thank you, Lord, that we went through so many hard times, but I've found that His Spirit lives in me. And I'm just so thankful that every day I can come and feel His Spirit just alive in me.
Well, I wasn't here for the lesson, but I have so much to be thankful for, and I don't want to cry. I just went through cancer surgery, and my cancer is apparently all gone, but I've learned so much from my wound opening. I've learned patience. I've learned so much from that the Lord is teaching me that no matter what, He's there with me. Thank you, Lord.
Tears are good. And praise God that the Spencers are back with us after a number of weeks being away. So praise God you're here. It's awesome. I'm going to switch to the other mic. That gives you a little picture. A little picture of what daily we can do. When we turn what appears to be complete disaster, what appears to be something that we can't even comprehend sometimes what actually occurs in our life when our desires are sometimes ripped from us. And God uses to clearly spell out his power. The psalmist here, if you look at these words, and the beautiful words, listen to the words in this psalm. Heavens, rise, settle, guide, hold, light, created, wonderfully, wonderful, woven, together, ordained, precious. Wherever you or I go, he goes. Whatever we think, he knows. In fact, he oversaw our conception and he gave us our personality as well as our physical makeup. To that I say, why can't we not be joyful? Why can't we be? You see, your thankfulness, your joy is really contingent on who you serve. If you serve yourself and your own needs, your joy will be limited to what makes you happy. If you serve God and think of other people, your heart will be so filled with joy that you'll find it difficult to contain. That doesn't mean our circumstances will always go the way we want them to. It doesn't mean that our desires will always be met. But if we listen, if we really take a moment to just be in the presence of God, if we listen, we will be able to hear his still, small voice. And if we listen to that still, small voice, we will hear him say, you, my child, are so precious to me. You are so precious to me. You know, I'm thankful. I'm thankful for so many things that you already said, but I am thankful for this church who embraces what God really desires, who seeks for the things of God and seeks to be obedient to him. I'm really thankful for that. And as I pray and as I thank God and as I lay those things before him, that sits there in my gratitude list. Because it doesn't happen everywhere you go. Where there's a place you can come, be who you are, be really who you are, and hurt together and find Jesus in the pain. Jesus said, you want to be my disciple? You want to bear much fruit? Not only should your joy be complete, but you must love one another. Love one another. I want to close with a story. Is that okay? Share one more story with you. I was recently sharing my faith with just an amazing man. He was a user and an abuser. And he may be here today. He had his hair colored all over the place. In his mind, he wasn't dressed all that well. Had more than enough artwork all over his body. And as I shared my faith, he said to me, he said, I want to love Jesus. I really do. But I know he wouldn't want me. I couldn't believe my ears. I said, I can't believe this. Why wouldn't God want you? He said, because, Sir? I've gone to church over my life, and I know what that means. It means that I can't be me. I said, no, that's not true. He said, oh, really? He said, do you really believe people would just accept me for who I am? Hair like this, dressing this way, painted like the Sistine Chapel? He said, I've tried church. And I see the same people in everyone. People who put it on so that people like me can be put out. I can't believe in a Jesus like that. I just can't. I have to tell you, at that moment, I was at loss of words. With fear, I asked, what kind of Jesus can you believe? And he said, someone who just loves me. Doesn't matter what I look like. Doesn't matter how I talk. Doesn't matter what I do. It doesn't matter who I am. He would just love me. That's the kind of Jesus I'm looking for, mister. But I know I'll never find him because I haven't found him in any church yet. I said to him, I think your search has stopped. Because I said, that's the kind of Jesus that loves me. And that's the kind of Jesus that I serve. And I said, I'm saddened that you haven't found him. But I said, God brought you here today in my office so you could. And I said, and in fact, this is the place. This I know for a fact, that you can come here and be yourself. And he looked at me and started to cry. And he said, I finally found him. I finally found Jesus. Do you hear what I said? He finally found someone whom he could thank. He found somebody that accepted him the way he was, not the way everybody wanted him to be. That's the kind of Jesus that we serve. And to that, I am thankful, and that is on my gratitude list, because Jesus, no matter what, will always be there for me, will always walk with me, will always say, it's okay, you are my precious child. Nothing else matters but God. And the moment other things matter is the moment we let go of Jesus' hand. That's how you achieve thankful success, is by thanking the right person. Let's pray. We're going to bow our heads and close our eyes. I don't know where your thanksgiving lies. I don't know where your thankful heart is, but maybe today you realize that you've got to get that gratitude list and look at it every day. Because Jesus calls you precious. He doesn't try to change you. He doesn't try to make you into something that you're not. But with Jesus, you will become who you are. No false pretense anymore. No being something that you're really not. You'll just be you. And I'll tell you, there's nothing better than living life the way God intended you to live, by being really you. And you can only do that by starting by thanking Him. Saying, God, thanks for creating me. Thank you that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Thank you, God, that you can search me and you can know my heart. You can test me. You know my anxiousness. God, we don't want anything offensive. I don't want anything offensive in my life, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for eternal life. It never changes. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, that you don't give me everything I ask for. Thank you, God, that you put me through times where I'm reshaped, where I'm refreshed, where I'm renewed by your Spirit. God, thank you. If you're coming to Him in that way today, with heads bowed and eyes closed, saying, God, I've got off track. I think it's time for me to start thanking you and not complaining. God, it's time for you to just search me and to know me. God, it's time to just come to you and say, thank you. I want you to be in control, God, because you are God. If you're willing to say that today, would you just stand? Will you rise? If you're willing to say that today, will you just rise up? While heads are bowed and eyes are closed, and keep them closed and just stand up by saying, I will rise, God, I will rise. I will rise because, God, I want you in control of this. It's no longer about me, it's about you, God, because I can't take it anymore. God, I want to just thank you. Just rise. Will you just rise? Just rise before Him. Maybe you're saying, God, I want to be reshaped. I want to be refreshed. I want to be renewed by your Spirit. God, I want that right now. And I don't care, God, what that means, but I want that. Just rise. Stand to your feet and rise. Stand to your feet. Rise before Him. Let's all stand. Keep our eyes closed and let's all stand. God, there's a freshness here today. Your Spirit is, Lord, just touching and touching. And Lord, you're filling us with such an understanding that nothing else matters. Only you do, God. We get off track. We lose sight just like David did. Lord, he lost sight at times, and he always came back. It's where we are today. We cry out to you. God, use us. Transform us. May we face circumstances, God, that only you can help us face. Lord, transform us into people who have the arms and the feet of Jesus, who loved beyond our understanding or comprehension of love. May we not try to change people, but God, may we be changed to love people. Thank you, God. Thank you that we can rise, we can sing to you, and we can glorify your name, and we can do it freely. In this place, may you be glorified, not just today, but throughout our week and our life. In Jesus' name, amen.